what's the D? D. What's the filrahu? Ashadu la ilaha illahu la sharika lahu wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala kareem al-muslimin Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I praise him, I seek his assistance, I seek his guidance, and I ask for his forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partner, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayah. This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise is due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united and made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first, as well as you, to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah the Most High and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak. Juma Mubarak. Oh, what a good Friday, right? All that on a Friday. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi waliyatadhakkara awlul albab. Salakallahu wadeen. And as I seek refuge with Allah against the shaitan, the rejected, the expression is as follows. A book we have revealed to you full of blessings that you might reflect upon is verses. And those with understanding derive a lesson. This is Surah Saad 38, Ayat 29. And we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. The khutbah title today, inshallah, in the same theme of that I've been working on the last few khutbahs, is the importance of the month of Ramadan. This is still the development of Adam, the development of Adam. In a reported hadith by Abdullah ibn Amr, radiallahu anhu, he reported that the messenger of Allah, the peace and blessings be upon him, said, fasting and the Quran will intercede for the servant on the day of resurrection. Fasting will say, O Lord, I'm preventing him from food and desires during the day, so let me intercede for him. The Quran will say, O Lord, I'm preventing him from sleeping during the night, so let me intercede for him. Thus, they will both intercede for him. So as always, we thank and we praise Allah. And as we enter the second half of this month of Ramadan, day 16, right, it's downhill. It's all downhill now. It's all downhill now, inshallah, right? But the last part is always the most important part. You know, I always want to finish strong when it comes to the month of Ramadan, inshallah. And we want to continue, inshallah, with my thoughts that I have begun. You know, I began last week with the development of Adam. I started with the importance of Ramadan before that. And as we go through looking at the ayah, and, you know, when we're looking at ayat, the word ayat, the verses, the signs, you know, we went through that. That's pretty much where we stopped last week. And if you missed the khutbah last week, of course, it's on Facebook. It's on, I may have forgot to upload it to the website, but it'll be on the website. And it's CDs on the table. Of course, the one before then, the first one, Finding Ourselves, is also on the back table as well. We are looking at the need that we have to use this special time to be introspective. We have to use this special time to be introspective based on what this ayat has told us. Our reflection should be like that in the mirror. We must understand that this process is done for a reason. Not just to be something we briefly acknowledge, but something that is taken seriously and is of great meaning. We have entered into the second set of the 10 days where we are to ask for forgiveness. We are to seek forgiveness. And when we have begun to look at ourselves, and again, if we see something or some things we do not like, we should seek forgiveness. And if we should see things, we should also seek forgiveness when we see something that we may like, but we're not doing enough of, that we need to be trying to do more of, that we know, okay, that's a good thing I'm doing, but Allah, forgive me for not doing it enough. We should seek forgiveness for that and ask Allah's help for that. The purpose of this month is to develop us. And I'm just going to support that thought pattern this week. I had a different ayat last week, but this week I'm going to support that this month is to develop us with what Allah says to us in the Quran. He says, Al-Rahman, Elamah Quran, Kalaka Insan, Elamahu El-Bayan. The most merciful benefactor has taught the Quran, created the human, has imparted into him articulate thought and speech. So Allah is saying to us, and I bring this up because this is the month of the Quran, that this is the part that shows us this is all about development. It is the month where we can see that everyone who follows and lives this way of life should be in sort of a class. This is a learning moment. You know, as old, you know, I've been coaching for many years. They always say it's a teaching moment. This is what Allah is looking at with us. The month of the Ramadan is a teaching moment for Allah, and Allah is the best of teachers. And if we are opened up to looking at ourselves, then Allah is ready and going to teach us. This is why the understanding of what ayatun, ayes, it means. It means a message. It means communication. And the ayah we are using today that we've been using is, it says, reflect upon its messages. And those of understanding derive a lesson. We can derive a lesson only if we are seeking to learn something. First, we are to learn about ourselves. During this month, if you do not learn anything about yourself, regardless if it's positive or negative, then your reflection, your introspection must get a little deeper. It must get a little deeper. Your introspection must get deep, but and go like that Adam in the mirror that I brought up. You got to look, but don't get so deep that you become a zealot. That we become radicalized in our thinking, and we start getting a little caught up, and we throw off that natural balance that Al-Islam is for us. It's designed for us. No, we take what we learn because it is Allah that is showing us what we have to work on, what we need to concentrate on, where our focus should be on it, as far as the design of getting us to focus on our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why it's important that we see that this is for those of understanding who can understand what we're trying to do, understand what we're seeing. Those of understanding, ula el babi, right? That's how it's in the ayat. Now, we are to understand. We are to understand. This word comes from labba. It means to be gifted with a penetrative mind. Those with the word, they use it in expression, those with understanding, but the meaning is to be gifted with a penetrative mind. And it also means to be kind-hearted. So if I ask, who does that sound like to you? Who is someone that you know of that has a penetrative mind? Meaning they can figure out something. They have a deep understanding and insight into something. Remember, all this is in the line of the development of Adam, alayhi salam. And but before I say who it is, in case there's still some doubt, this weekend we have the month of the Ramadan. Today is Good Friday, and it's always Good Friday for us on Juma. We have Easter. We also have Passover. all going on right now, all going on. Those are all associated with the Abrahamic families. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, as in the Quran, our faiths, our family. And when we look at someone who has a penetrating mind, who is the best at that than Abraham alayhi salam, Ibrahim in Quran? The father of our intellectual capacity. We know that the example we have been given is one of using our minds, learning our rational selves, learning how to see the signs. Looking for answers was not just a story that we were given. It is to show us that inside of us is that curiosity, that drive. Remember, Adam, alayhi salam, is insane. There is nothing wrong with insane, and it's an excellent creation. But it's just the first step, the first level in the ascension. The Israel Miraj is the ascension. Now, Israel means a nocturnal journey. It comes from the word of Salara, and it means to travel at night. Miraj it has the meaning of a ladder, or to elevate, to ascend. For us, and we discussed this during Talim a couple weeks ago, how significant the night is for us. The night is a sign for us to elevate ourselves. Right? We begin Ramadan. We don't begin it on the first day of fasting. We begin it the night before at Maghrib. Right? And we don't start to fast until the night has gone. And Fajr, the Fajr is basically the awakening of our intellects. That's something. Let me stay off of that. I don't even have any notes to go on. So, inside of the Israel Wel Miraj, we see that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was elevated. We read that in yesterday's reading. Muhammad met on every level, 1 through 7. He met Adam, he met Yahya, that's John. He met Isa, that's Jesus. Yusuf, Joseph, Idris, Harun, Aaron, Musa, Moses, and Ibrahim, Abraham. He met all the prophets. Now, Adam was on the first level, insane. And the design is to see how that first level is to be elevated to the next level. And remember, these are all characteristics that we can have inside of us. We have to be open-minded. They're there. They can come out. And I'm not going to go through what those characteristics are today, because this is a khutbah. But something like that, that's what Talim is for, inshallah. The top level was Ibrahim, alayhi salam. That penetrating mind. And also that kind-hearted soul. That ability to use our rational minds, that looked at the signs to find his Lord, the creator and sustainer of all the systems of knowledge. That's a sign in that. Everything he looked at was a system of knowledge for us. That's why we say that. That's why the Imam said that's what we should say. Because we can see in our second father the importance of being using the wholeness of the creation to read the signs and find what we are to be seeking. The guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The knowledge is found in all of the creation, in all of the signs. Our second father, because Adam, alayhi salam, is a community, our first father, and Ibrahim is also a community. Both are communities. And as I close, Imam Muhammad, he said that Abraham's sign was to bring all people into one community of man under God. And how does that happen? It happens by using the intellect, the sign to realize that we are all the same, created by God, with the intellect to find God in our own lives. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The development of Adam. So this word labba, it means intelligence. And I've already stated that it means to be gifted with a penetrative mind. And in the reporting of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know that God has said that he has given us nothing better than the gift of the intellect. It is through that intellect that we connect to him. Yes, it's through our soul, it's through it, the taqwa we've been given. But for us to realize the ability, it has to be the intellect that makes it understandable. So that we understand what we're receiving from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I mentioned the development as a curiosity. Imam Muhammad, he said this. He said, returning now to that belief that every human being is born to be intelligent, to be an intellect, and to be industrious. Not only does the baby come here with this rational curiosity or intellectual curiosity. See, intellect means mind, reasoning mind, learned, highly educated. But the first meaning of intellect is the common intellect of all of us, a curious reasoning and rational mind. He said the baby comes here also motivated by industry. It comes and wants to examine things with its hand. Pretty soon we find that baby trying to do things just like adults. Industrious, hardworking. We ought to be hardworking. The development of Adam does not come without working at it. From dust to industry. If we are blessed to be in this time, not just for us as Muslims, but for us as people of faith, the Abrahamic families, the times we are sharing. And let me say this, and I know that for some of us in this family, just like any family, some of us don't get along sometimes. And we have some issues that some just can't ignore. And there's some big issues. But the connection that we have is bigger than the problems we put between us. And this is why I believe that Israel, well, Miraj is so important for us, because the trip he took was to Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. And it's no coincidence that all three faiths have a stake there. And I bring this up because we're in the thought of development of Adam in the trip that the prophet was taken on. That level of completion is the completion of using our intellect correctly. The guidance that was given to Muhammad, the present peace be upon him, is the guidance that is the same that was given to Ibrahim, alayhi salam. This is the way of Ibrahim. There's nothing different in this. What we see in Muhammad is the fulfillment of that. You take every level and you put it together, and now you have the fulfillment, and it's Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this is not just for us to look at. It is for us to achieve. It's our example. It's our benchmark. That's the biggest part of what we go through in this month. Growth. The pains of growth. And I mentioned last week, the pains of childbirth. The pains. The struggle. The curiosity of growth. So if I take something out of the quote from Imam, where he said, not only does the baby come here with that rational curiosity or intellectual curiosity, he said, see, intellect means mind, reasoning mind, learned, highly educated. The insane in the terms of the baby is how we can look at it. Yes, we can use the physical picture of the baby, and that will do it, just what the mind is supposed to do. We see babies do something first, and we say, oh, that baby is what? Oh, that baby's so smart. Look at that baby. A lot of us said, I think that baby moving out the way. We look at the development as that something's come behind that baby. That baby developing too fast, but it's the natural curiosity of that baby. We see the development happening right in front of our own eyes. This is a sign for us. So we go back to Ayat. We are to see this as a sign of our own intellect, that it has the ability, regardless of the age, to grow. Let me say that again. The intellect, regardless of the age, has the ability to grow. Science has proven. And yes, we Muslims, we believe in science. Put that on the record. I want to make sure that stated on the record. Science has shown that our brain still has the ability to learn and master new skills, whatever age you are. You ain't got to believe me. Go to Shake Google. You don't have to believe me. And you don't have to believe me. You go to the Quran. Whatever your age, and for some of you, when you were younger, would you think that you would have a computer in your hand that could communicate to anywhere in the world? Just like that. You can send a text message right now to somebody that's 12 hours ahead. You could call them right now. And which of the favors of your Lord would you deny? The advances in the world are from the advances in the intellect. And yes, some use them for wrong reasons. Right? In the creation is good and bad. The intellect is what shows you which is which. Allah says, and have we shown you the two highways? The Imam said, intellect means mind. The intellect equals mind. Intellect means the faculty of reasoning and understanding. The intellect becomes the thinking that we use. We think intelligently. To think intelligently means you have to think Quranically. And when the pastor that was here for the last 2 weeks, she said, well, somebody asked, what are you all? Of course, it was the Shia, the Sunni. I said, well, we're Quranic Muslims. So that's what we are. And that just brightened her up. She, you know. It is our thinking that will move us to be that highly educated Adam that becomes Abraham and Ibrahim alayhi salam for both. And when we realize that, then we have learned. And the Imam continued, he said, the baby comes here motivated by industry. He comes to want to examine things with his hands. Pretty soon we find that baby trying to do things like adults. The development is that of being a baby to being an adult in a sense. It is that we learn from what we do. We learn from this month about ourselves, what we should be doing, how we should do it, what benefits us, what harms us. The point of this being is that we learn. This is what Allah has given us in the Quran, who derive a lesson. This is Thakara, to bear in mind. The quote I use from the Imam is actually selected in reference to this word. We know this is zikr. But I think that when we think and we hear the word zikr, listen to what I said. When we think about the word zikr, think about zikr. We just think, subhanAllah, highly glorified is he. Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah. Allahu Akbar, God is greater. That's all we think when we think zikr. And that's right, but it's so much more. You know, I was going through the dictionary. You probably know, and I show Sunday, I wear my Quranic dictionary out. And inside of this word, it actually refers to the Quran as zikr. So much can be zikr. The Imam is telling us that our intelligence develops from what we bear in mind, what we recall. You know, do anybody remember when they touched that hot stove for the first time? You may not remember it, but you remember it good enough that you ain't touching that stove hot, no hot, and you stopping somebody, don't touch that. You recall that. That's just a surface level example, but it means so much. But you see something happening in your life, and when you have the ability to understand that this is God working, I need to get out the way sometimes. The worst thing we can do is question Allah. That's the worst thing we can do. Because it doesn't help our faith. And we have to be able to maneuver ourselves to accept it, deal with it, thrive through it, because we do not know what Allah is going to do. Accept what we've been told to us. Allah is going to test us. Allah is going to protect us. Allah is going to guide us. Allah is going to bless us. He's going to help us. The list goes on. To use what he has given us, to learn whatever it is inside of what is going on to learn from. So, which just brings us back to this word in the ayah today. We're still on the same word, that's the Dakhlara, but today is again in the fifth form in the grammar. And I mentioned this Sunday in Talim, and I mentioned it last week. It's like looking in the mirror of something that is a strong emphasis on something. Form two is very strong, intensive. Again, it's a reflection that was in form five. Our understanding is now needed to be in this the same way. How we learn from it. Telling me that, well, maybe I did not learn from it the first time. Maybe I didn't learn from it the first 10 times. How many ever Ramadans, months of Ramadans you've been able to have? There's still something that you're supposed to learn. And now that we are blessed again to have the chance to learn from it, maybe my reflecting on the signs will be different now. Maybe I'm taking a different approach to this now. But regardless, I have to be willing to work. We have to be willing to work hard at using our intelligence. We have to work hard at recognizing the signs of Allah. For us to be someone of understanding, we have to be willing to realize that, wait, is there something that is happening to me right now that is God's way of saying we're being taught something? I'm trying to teach you something, Allah speaking. Dhakara, it means admonish, admonition. This means that it's not just anybody that's doing this. It's an act or an action of admonishing from authoritative counsel. And remember last week that Kataba, that we say the book, it also means decree. And you know, a decree is an official order by a legal authority. How we use our intelligence is to be under the direct order and authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to be under the direction and the guidance that comes from Allah. This is what the Quran will do for us. Put us directly in the path with what is best for us. Allah wants us to excel in what he has given us. And this is a note that I made. I actually made a note when we read that in the reading the one day this week. That he wants us to excel in what he has given us. And one thing for sure, that if we witness the month of Ramadan, and if you're having to deal with health issues, you're traveling, whatever the case, Allah does not want to put any hardship on you. But as long as you can read and listen to the Quran, as long as you can work on yourself, you are reflecting and you're trying to learn, then you are going through the fast of Ramadan. Do not think you're not. The Quran is to be read this month. It is to be read every day. But this month is special because it is there that we get that spark for our intellect. It is there that we get to see how we can go from that first step to the walking, to standing up, to walking, to running, the development. This is the month of development our relationship first with Allah. This is the month we develop our relationship with the Quran. And this is the month we develop our relationship with ourselves. In the narrated reporting that I started with, and I'm just going to use the second part. Muhammad the Prophet, the prayer, peace upon him, said, the Quran will say, O Lord, I prevented him from sleeping during the night. So let him intercede. Let me intercede for him. Thus, they both have interceding for him. The fast and the Quran will speak for us or against us, admonishing us to turn our thinking caps on. Admonishing means to turn our thinking caps on, right? We heard that. Some of us that work in schools, turn your thinking cap on. It's interesting the history on that term. But it means that the actor trying to solve a problem by thinking very, very carefully about reflecting on it. Brothers and sisters, our life comes with problems. How we deal with them from where we are in our development is the issue. This is why this month is so important. Not that we should get through this month and then on E, we're going to stop. We're going to stop reflecting. We're going to stop. No, actually, it is to begin all over on Eid. That's the rebirth of our intellects. We have to use this month to see where we need to work, where we need to work hard at. And we need to be in this month struggling to reflect on our own souls, seeing what signs maybe we've ignored. See what we can learn from all of this. This is how we go from Adam, alayhi salam, in sand, to Ibrahim, alayhi salam. And then we become prepared to be that basher, right? That complete, sensitive human being that would not just see signs, but be able to feel them. Because basher means skin, means touch. So it's a way that we can get to a point in our development that we can just sense something. And not saying that I'm there, but I know I can sense it. Somebody's sitting there saying, man, will he shut up so I can go? That's a sense. These lessons are important. And you know, I wear us out on the fact that we should take the admonishment of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should read Surah 18 on Friday. I wear us out on that. I know I do. Well, today, in reading Jude 16, if you haven't read it, spoiler alert, you're going to have to read part of Surah 18 today. So if you're reading today, if you read today, you had to read some of Surah 18. And the point of it is the Surah is full of lessons. There are four major lessons in this Surah. There's a lesson on the trials of faith. There's a lesson on the trials of wealth. There's a lesson on the trials of knowledge. There's a lesson on the trials of authority. Then, and also, let's see how Allah works. And I'm going to tell you, this is a good Friday. This is a real good Friday, and I'm about done. This is a real good Friday. And as we were reading, they're Jews today. I said, it's good Friday. I've already made the point that all three of the family members have something going on. Then we turn around and as we reading, we turn as soon as we get done, go to Surah 19, Maryam. Maryam, right? Then we turn around and in this, we learn about Isa, Jesus, alayhi salam. We learned about Musa, alayhi salam, Moses today. We learned about Ibrahim. We learned about other prophets as well. But I said, this is a sign from Allah. Don't think it's not. Coincidences don't happen. Where have you said that something happened? I have never read anywhere in our faith that says if something's going to happen by coincidence. It's Qadr. The will of Allah. This is not by accident that on Friday, Good Friday, in our reading, you had to read some 18, then you had to read about all what connects us. That's not by accident. Don't take it lightly. You want to know if Allah is guiding you and working with you? That's an indication of it right there. All of these lessons that we are to learn from these, we must read again every Friday. We must read this every Friday to remind us every Friday that we can see what Allah is doing for us. We must take the time that's necessary to learn from what Allah has shown us. It all comes back to keeping our minds on Allah. And as I close, Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is reported to have said, "Shall I not inform you of the best of your actions, the purest in the sight of your Lord, which raises your rank to the highest, which is better for you than spending gold and silver, better than meeting your enemy so that you may strike their necks and they strike at yours?" And they replied, "Yes, indeed." And he said, "It is the remembrance of Allah." It all comes back to us remembering that the Quran was revealed in this month for us to return our intellects to the being on Allah. Return to that original nature. You know, we have to go back to the default setting. Every time they say you need to control, alt, delete, well, you're going to have to just go ahead and wipe off that hard drive and start all over. That's what Ramadan is telling us. You got a virus. We think the coronavirus was a sign. You got a virus. You need to clean all this off. You need to start all over. You got to load all this stuff back on. You got to reprogram ourselves with the Quran. Return back to that original nature. It is all in the development of Adam. Inshallah, I have given something of benefit today, which all praise is due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka as-sami'ul 'alim. O our sustainer, accept this dawah from us, for verily thou alone art all hearing and all knowing. Ameen. And I made some notes.